Danette, D-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, 32716. Today is 2/26/24. Chief complaint, I have a frequent urination. I have symptoms of urinary tract infection with frequent urination, burning, some back pain. Our patient is a 63-year-old young lady who is a substitute teacher. She's been married 44 years. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. She comes in today with symptoms of urinary tract infection, period. The last time she got a urinary tract infection was over 3 years ago, period. Any paragraph? She also has a history of carotid stenosis, flank pain, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and recently had a Cologuard done, which was negative. Her ultrasounds are due over 2 years, and they need to be repeated. Allergy, quinine, review of system, off and on leg pain, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, palpitations at time when she works hard, family history of stroke, family history of coronary artery disease, a history of carotid stenosis on the last ultrasound, thin thyroid, but no nodularity that needs to be rechecked. Family history, father died of father has a history of prostate cancer, he's alive, also has coronary artery disease, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, mom had diabetes, hypertension, had multiple MIs and CHF social. Last period, 5 years ago, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's a teacher, as I mentioned. She has 2 kids, 9 grandkids, and 2 great-grandkids, allergy, quinine, surgery, tonsillectomy, C-section. Family history, we talked maintenance, mammogram was done in the summertime last year, Cologuard is up to date, review of system as above. What's most interesting is I reviewed her medication today, she's still taking birth control pills as a form of hormonal control after her hot flash, after she went through menopause. I told her that I would strongly recommend getting off of that because of increased risk of breast cancer and the fact that she still has a uterus and she has hypertension even though she's not obese, with hyperlipidemia, with history of, with possibility of coagulopathies, period. And paragraph, she gets that from her OB-GYN doctor that she's been seeing for 40 years. I told her to talk to him and get off of it completely ASAP and get on bioidentical hormones if she needs anything at all. Medications reviewed opposite page. We talked about hormones. She has plenty of Atenolol and Valsartan and the Singulair at this time period. Nipergraph, she also gets her blood work done from cardiologists. They checked her thyroid and all the other medications, and she doesn't need any blood work at this time period. On exam, she weighs 171 pounds, which is up 1 pound from 2 years ago. 100% oxygen, 98.4, 16, 70, 160 over 69. Did not take her medication today for blood pressure. Normally, blood pressure is well controlled. Heart pressure, small pulse, and still lungs are clear. Skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with hemorrhage, neurological, non-focal. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft. TMs are clear as well. Assessment, your TI with 3+ leukocytes, number 1, number 2, Cipro 500 BID, number 3, carotid ultrasound shows no changes from 2 years ago, number 4, history of uterine fibroids, again, no changes from a couple of years ago, number 5, get off your birth control pill / hormonal replacement ASAP, we'll discuss with OB-GYN once again, but I was very adamant, next number, consider bioidentical hormones. Next number, weight stable. Next number, doesn't give UTIs very often. Next number, carotid stenosis with no change from a couple of years ago. Next number, leg pain and arm pain multifactorial. Next number, is minimal PVD. Next number, is echocardiogram shows great ejection fraction with no significant change from before. Next number, is, as far as flank pain is concerned, both bladder and kidneys are within normal limits. No hydronephrosis, no stones seen. Next number, is thyroid looks the same as before, but lobes appear to be thin to me. Next number, Cipro 500 BID times number 14. Next number is lab work per cardiologist. Next number is come back in 3 months for medication refill. Next number is findings discussed with Danette, D-A-N-N-E-T-T, at link before leaving. Thank you.